There were three judges, one of whom was Hiccup's grandfather, Old Wrinkly, whose job was to mark the timing of the race. The chief judge, a sad, unbelievably wrinkly little Basham oik, cleared his throat and announced in a high, quivery voice,
"Oh, hear ye, Vikings of the tribes of the archipelago. He who is the last to return back to this beach from the moment I blow this trumpet shall be declared the last man back. He must be able to swear, according to ancient tradition, that he did not seek aid by float or boat, and as a prize for this contest, he may make a single demand of the other two chieftains. Do you chieftains swear that you will agree to this demand?"
"We swear," swore Bertha, Stoic, and Madguts the murderess. Kamikaze, Big Boobied Bertha's tiny, tangle-haired daughter, trotted over to wish Hiccup luck. One of the best burglars in the archipelago, Kamikaze wasn't afraid of anything or anybody.
"Lovely day for a swim, isn't it?" she said cheerily. "I can't wait to get in the water."
Around Kamikaze's legs curled a beautiful mood dragon called the Stormfly. A mood dragon, as its name suggests, is a chameleon that changes colour according to its mood, and this particular mood dragon was unusual because it not only spoke Dragonese, but also Norse, the language of the humans.
"Hello, Toothless," drawled the Stormfly, batting her beautiful long eyelashes at him. Toothless turned bright red.
He had a bit of a crush on the Stormfly, and immediately he began to show off, turning cartwheels in the air and blowing complicated smoke rings that went down the wrong way and gave him a coughing fit. As they were standing there, Snotlout sneaked up behind them and whisked Gobber's cloak from off poor Fishleg's shoulders, revealing the armbands for everybody to see.
"Whoops," grinned Snotlout, "silly me."
"Ha, ha, 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 ha," roared the crowd, pointing at Fishlegs and jumping up and down in joy. "There's a hooligan over there who's wearing armbands."
"These aren't armbands," shouted Hiccup, desperately trying to save the situation. "They're weapons, inflatable shoulder armour, very strange and deadly."
Stoic the Vast blushed purple and swelled up with anger and irritation. That ridiculous fish-legged boy was bringing dishonour onto the hooligan tribe.
"Isn't that your son, Stoic, standing next to the little loser?" grinned Gumboil.